Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. How are you? I'm so happy to be here again another week, and really excited about today's show, as always. I wish everybody the best out there, and for those of you that are listening live, our call-in number is 347-945-5428. Many of our listeners love to download this at your convenience. So if you're listening to this in the future and you want to make comments, have questions, just contact us at realtyuniversal.com or email radio@realtyuniversal.com, and we will definitely get back to you. And so today I'm still in the warm weather. I'm not complaining. I know a lot of people are in the cold weather and all over. Weather's been changing so rapidly these days and so different than when I grew up. So today we're actually going to discuss real estate menu systems. I'm going to answer a lot of questions, so feel free to call in, ask new questions. What we've done is we're constantly having questions from agents, brokers in our membership, agents, brokers thinking about the membership, agents, brokers just in the industry, sellers, buyers. We have, between the brokerages and then the membership, it's just, you know, a consistent stream of questions. And what I decided to do was dedicate today's show, especially since everything's recorded and you can listen to it at another time, to many of the questions that come in. So we've gone through a lot of questions that are repetitive and chosen a handful to go over today and elaborate on it to kind of explain these programs and systems. The real estate menu systems, they benefit sellers, buyers, agents, and brokers. They become a way of the future, and we truly believe they're here to stay. Many agents and brokers who are not familiar with them in detail are afraid of them. Sellers love them, buyers appreciate them, and we know it's a win-win for everybody. These programs are based on a simple principle. We believe buyers and sellers should have choices. We've believed it for many years prior to the public using the internet. This was really designed, you know, I did it from the bottom of my heart. I did it for a need. But now it's such a way of the future. There's many companies doing this in different ways throughout the world, not just in the United States. We network with so many brokers and agents worldwide through FEOPSI and our network. So because of the internet, the world's becoming smaller, so we have so much more freedom, and it's just so much more of a win-win, and I could see this years ago. It was just, I guess, because I've been in the industry for so long, and it just works for everybody. So we're going to spend the next almost hour going through, and again, feel free to call in 347-945-5428. When you call in, if you want to ask a question, just press 1. It's going to put you in queue, and then we'll know that you want to ask a question, and we'll get to you. And so feel free, and there's no silly question. If you do feel funny calling in, you can still email, and hopefully we're going to cover a lot of the questions here today in general. And so a little bit of history on real estate menu systems and how it came about. This is under Realty Universal and Realty Universal Network. Of course, we are part of Realty Universal and Realty Universal Menu Systems, but we're not trying to just bring people into that today. Of course, we'd love to have you join if you're not already a member. If you're a seller or buyer, we can refer you to many people throughout the country and in the world, actually, but the world's throughout the United States is easier because we have networks of specific brokers that are in each state that work with the local MLS in your specific area if you're a seller or buyer. In other areas, we have networks of people in different parts of the world, so then it's a matter of us contacting to see who is the best person. So we can't say we cover every area, but we can actually cover many. So it's worth finding that out. Also, if you're an agent or broker and you want to join our Realty Universal membership, you can be anywhere in the world to join. You do not have to only be in the United States to join. Most of our teleseminars, well, I should have to say all of them right now today, unless we have transcriptions, are done in English. So to get in and you know, comprehend it very easily right now today, they're done in English. So we are going to take a very quick break and get right back to many, many weighted questions from many people. See you in a minute.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
We are back to Realty Universal Radio. This is Natalie Mullinex, and today we are discussing real estate menu systems. I'm answering many questions about the systems and why they benefit sellers, buyers, agents, and brokers. Please join in, and if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-945-5428. We would love to hear your point of view. On the break, you just heard about the recent loan crisis. We're talking about changes. Even though a lot happened in 2008 and 9, and it's taken 10, 11, and part of 12 for many areas to dig out of it, people are still concerned and people are still afraid and looking at different options. And everybody knows now, I think, that, you know, the value and holding on to your equity and taking your monies and making it go as far as it can go is super, super important. At the same time, when you're buying and selling a house or you're an agent or broker, because of the internet, it's so much easier to get out all your advertising and marketing. It's easier for sellers and buyers to go straight to us, easy for a seller to find a buyer without an agent, a buyer to find a seller without an agent. There's just so many programs out there and so many internet sites. So we're going to touch on a lot of that today. And what we're doing, when we've pulled a lot of questions from questions that come in constantly to us and just picked many that are pretty repetitive. And I'm going to just dig in. And question number one, we've got Dean from San Francisco. Says, I am new in the business. Why would I want to choose a company that offering these programs instead of a traditional company? Okay. I'm going to back up a second and recap. for those of you that aren't familiar. The traditional companies are companies that offer only full service. So if you're a seller and you want to sell your property, they will come in, list your property, you're going to pack and move. If you want to buy a property, you're going to find an agent or broker. They're going to work with you to find properties, and you're going to buy through them, and they're going to get the full commission. That's strictly traditional, the old way of doing things. And we still believe in traditional, too. But the difference on a company offering menu programs and menu systems is they're offering a menu of choices for people. So if you're new and you are just getting in the industry, it's really important to be very familiar with technology, very familiar with choices and menus. And I would suggest one of the beautiful things about a lot of the companies offering real estate menu systems and the brokers that we work with is you can still go the traditional route if you'd like to. Now, there's a handful. Well, when I say the I have to take that back totally, because we do have some members that only want to offer flat fee and fee for service, but the majority definitely will offer traditional as well. We do as well in Hawaii and Maryland. But that's the difference. If you're new, you really, and this will be a great hour for you to hear and get in, and you can also get in and do some get test information through our sites about the menu systems and programs. If you're new, it's really important to learn everything you can. Because of today with the technology, I wouldn't want to just go to a traditional company unless, you know, there could be some reasons. I don't want to ever say never do anything. But right now, you actually have so many tools with technology at your fingertips that, for example, I didn't have in 1985. Many brokers didn't have until the late 90s and 2000s. It allows the buyers and sellers the freedoms they didn't have also. So if you're able to offer menu programs, you're going to be able to go out to a wider audience. You're going to have more freedom, and you're going to learn quite a lot, as well as still learning the traditional route. I just think the traditional route only pigeonholes you in looking at getting into the business and choosing one company versus another. A little history on the menu programs. Back in 1994 in Reisterstown, about 3 years after the Gulf War, the real estate market was moving along, but yet sluggish. And I had a real estate brokerage there. We still have a brokerage in Maryland. And prices had not gone up that much since the Gulf War. So we started creating menu programs. At that time, we were doing nothing but full service. And we didn't want to turn away the people. What was happening was constantly there were people that couldn't afford to sell their home if they had to pay a commission. So that's how the menu program got started with us. I didn't want to throw away the full service business as a broker. And we had plenty of, you know, clients, buyers and sellers that were used to that system, used to traditional, you know, just having somebody handle everything. And so that's how we created the menu. But now when you fast forward, I can't imagine telling sellers and buyers they don't have any choices other than there's just one system. So that's basically the answer as to why I believe, and it gives you so much more freedom, that you're better off starting off with a company that is already forward-thinking, a company that already utilizes technology, a company that believes things are changing and that we all need to grow and change with the changes. And most importantly, though, if I was new and I was going around, and you want to interview with many companies, talk to a lot of the traditional companies, talk to the companies that offer these programs. If I was new, I would want to see what these companies are doing to really, really take care of the client and the consumer. And that's why we believe in offering the traditional and the menu, because there are people that say, hey, I just want to pack and move on, and I don't have time to do the other parts of this. And maybe they don't need to save the equity, they don't need the money, they don't have the time again, and they're going to be a perfect fit for the traditional system. But what about all those people now that, because of the internet, have so much knowledge? They've sold a bunch of homes before, a few homes. They definitely need every penny because they've lost money in the stock market. Prices have changed. You know, we know prices go up, they go down, depending on where you are. What about all those people? How are you going to service them if you can only say, I can only one way or the other way? Then, of course, you have competition who is going to be able to maybe cut down the price or do this or do that. And that's a whole nother, we could talk about that, we could do a whole nother workshop on that in itself, because you don't want to discount yourself just because of competition. But when you do have competition and they're able to say, okay, here's what I can offer you, Mr. Seller, Mrs. Seller, here's what I can offer a buyer, and you're stuck. So that's why I wouldn't suggest 100% traditional. But interview everybody and ask, make a good list of questions, and see what you'll get a good feel on that, and you'll see the differences with that, you know, which way that could work. Okay, so we've got question number two. This is an agent asking if they should diversify or stick with one area. Hey, I'm a good one on that. I can definitely tell you about that one. Kathy, name's Kathy. She says, I've been in real estate for about 10 years. Now I'm moving to Erie, Pennsylvania from Ohio. So should I diversify or stick with one area? Okay, Kathy, that's an excellent question. Well, now that you've already been in for 10 years, and I'm assuming, I don't know if this is 10 years full time, I'm assuming that you've been in real estate in Ohio for at least 10 years. If that's the case and you already have your experience, then I would say diversify. Don't stick only with one area. Now, some of my answers that I'm going to give you, and for those of you who've gotten used to knowing me, I talk and I'll explain it from different aspects. I'll look at different ways of looking at this because we're all different. We all have different needs, and I don't ever want anyone to feel pigeonholed. And plus, this is just my advice for what it's worth. You always have to devise your own program, your own system. So if you are actually, you're a real estate agent and you know that you're going to live in the same area for the rest of your life, and so many of us now move around, people, you know, like to come and go. If you know you're going to live in the same area for years, and it's good to stick with one area and build that area if you're just starting out new. It takes approximately 2 to 3 years to build from scratch, to go into a market, and this is for you as the agent or broker, not necessarily the company. The company could do the same thing, but for you to go into a market and get yourself known. If you go in and you do step-by-step planning, 2 to 3 years is from zero to where you're going to make a really decent income. And by that, when I say decent income, that's after your expenses, et cetera, the money that you're going to be able to live on, and you're creating a following, you're getting people to know you, et cetera. So for somebody that wants to stay specifically in one area, then I would say stick with one area. Don't maybe spread out and diversify too far. But listen into the rest of the show, because you're going to hear how with these menu programs you can do it. So because, Kathy, you have actually been in Ohio for 10 years, and again, I'm assuming that this is full-time, so I'm assuming you already have, or in real estate for 10 years, that you already have clientele, that you already have a following of buyers and sellers who like you, who trust you, who have worked with you for quite a long time. Assuming that, I would make sure I wouldn't just lose those clients and customers. You could actually still stay licensed in Ohio and then be licensed in Pennsylvania, and with menu programs and systems, you can actually still work in both states and do a very good job. Now, if it's strictly traditional and you have to physically be involved in every bit and you're not allowed to offer or work with the systems, it's going to be more difficult. You may be able to partner or work with somebody that's in Ohio that can help you out for your past clients and customers, and where they help with the physical and you still do the negotiating and the other aspects of the transaction that they trust you for, that they need you for. That's really, really important. So I'm answering this question, and you're going to see that when we're talking today about these different questions, I'm covering different examples and scenarios. So say you're somebody and you are just starting out and you haven't been in another area like Kathy has for 10 years, and that's the beauty of the internet. I mean, you can, you know, I'm in Maryland and Hawaii and Maryland, and doesn't matter where I am in the world, I can still be involved in the deal. And it took a long time, and that's a lot of years of setting that up. But with the internet, it makes it so easy. So if this question would be asked, if you're somebody who's listening in and you are in a town, but maybe the state's, let's take an example, California's huge. So you may want to just work in your one town and not work the entire state. If you're in the entire state, there's a lot of different MLS systems, so that logistically may be difficult. But say you're in one town and you want to kind of pick a circle and do an area within 10 minutes to half an hour of your home, you can build quite a large business. But you still may want to work with the rest of the state, depending on where you are, just because of the licensing now, the internet, and how we can structure things to make it simple, because we're not driving from point A to point B all the time like we were in the old days. So I hope that answers your question. And feel free to also email us at radio@realityuniversal.com or contact us through our website, realityuniversal.com, and we can elaborate on that. So if you envision yourself doing residential, commercial, new homes, resale, land, when you're new, it's really great because you're not sure which way maybe you want to go, maybe you are, but you get to try a little bit and you get to make your plan. When you're raising a family, for example, I was in as a single mother in real estate. I had just gotten divorced when my son, and I got into the business when he was 6, and I wasn't getting help. I didn't get child support help. I should have. I was divorced, but it wasn't a situation he wasn't paying. So I had to really work hard, and it was really convenient for me to stay within a half an hour of home, because I was able to list, sell, and not have to go far. But those were in the days where we drove all the time. So, but you, Kathy, I definitely would not throw away my business in Ohio. You know, they say one person, people go 6 deep, right? Somebody knows somebody somewhere. And, you know, you'd be amazed how many people know people all over the world. So I would definitely utilize that and stick with that. Okay, so let's see. We're going to go to question number 3. This doesn't have a name, just an email. Okay, are real estate agents and brokers going to be a thing of the past? Now, of course, this is my opinion for what it's worth. I don't believe so. I don't think they'll ever be an agent, thing of the past. I do believe that it's a numbers game, and many, many people are going to bypass real estate agents and brokers more and more as time goes on. And that's another reason these real estate menu programs are so fantastic, because they're really set up not just for the agents and brokers. They're set up for the sellers and buyers, and they're set up as a win-win. In my office did some – look at their statistics, okay? So – pulled some statistics. So just search for sale by owner. You will find so many internet advertising sites, many, many sites that allow a seller to list your home on the internet for a small fee, bypassing all the MLSs. There's, you know, forsalebyowner.com, FSBO.com, owners.com, sellbyowner.com, and there's many, 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 many. The list goes on and on and on. I think it's not terrible that we have those sites coming out at all, because many of those sites, many of those companies offer you to get in the MLS as well, and so you can actually get on those sites plus get in the MLS. You're able to kill a couple birds with one stone, and this is from a seller's point of view. Buyers are also able to find sellers, but the MLS still actually has the largest pool of people looking, and buyers and sellers and agents working together, and it's just got a fantastic system, because the MLS has what they call internet data exchange. So the other brokers exchange data with other brokers. So we're still bypassing those large internet sites. And because of that, and part of our systems believe in this, I don't think agents and brokers are going to be a thing of the past, because you still need, if you're a seller or buyer, somebody, you need somebody to write the contract. You need, sure, you can say, I'll have a lawyer write the contract, and lawyers are fantastic, but many times the lawyers are only going to be available from this hour to that hour, and they're going to charge you an hourly fee, and you may end up incurring a lot more costs than what it would be if you knew up front the full fee for that contract. One of the beauties when you're a real estate agent and broker is we belong to the MLS systems. Many belong to National Association of Realtors. You don't have to, but many do. And this is in the U.S., and then it's working. They're working on things like this, too, in other countries as well. The EU is working on things. Some places have systems in place to cover the laws. Some don't. But what happens when you are a real estate agent or broker, you have access to the most updated forms and the jurisdictions, the rules, the laws. And you'd be amazed, just in one city in a state alone, the city you're living in may have rules that you wouldn't know about, like if you're a seller or buyer, that are legal rules that you must comply with when you're buying or selling a property. And the agents or brokers in that area are going to know about this because it's part of the membership that people pay for in that. So there's a lot of particulars. I could go on again, the whole workshop on just this question alone, but there's a lot of particulars that go into that. So I don't believe agents and brokers are going to be a thing of the past. Now, if you're a seller or buyer and you're not aware of all these particulars or how they can get themselves in trouble by not making sure their contracts cover certain things or how other things can happen, then they may say, hey, yeah, you know, we don't need real estate agents and brokers. Now, there's some companies, the internet companies, one like Zillow, that's trying to bypass all the agents and brokers. They're trying to pull all of the information that we have and then try to resell it to us. And it's very frustrating. A lot of the comparables are skewed on the system, and I hope they do get that straightened out at some point, because when somebody goes and they want a value of their home, Zillow is pulling everything. It's pulling if somebody just passed away and they had to take the one party off the house and then now do a home equity loan, they're counting that as a sale, which is not a sale. So, you know, that again is better to go to the agent or broker and find out what the true statistics are, because the MLS clearly pulls from that public record and it's really updated. So my questions are long-winded, of course, on purpose, because we're trying to cover a lot of different issues in this 60 minutes that we're on today, based on hundreds of questions actually that come in constantly. So it's just over the years and time and you know, these things. So I don't think it's going to be a thing of the past, but I do believe, and we started offering these menu programs in 1994, so we have a huge following of sellers and buyers that work with us and trust us and know that, you know, hey, I'm going to sell my property, but, you know, I only need you to put it in the MLS, but I'm going to probably need you to review the contracts if I have a problem and I need you to negotiate, or there's a home inspection, you know, I need your help. And so we have a big following, and then there's some that go, just take it over, do the whole thing, I trust you, just do the whole thing. And that following carries over into our membership association, because we're able to teach you without having to reinvent the wheel, having to learn from all the mistakes we would have had to learn from, you know, starting in 94, because you can imagine when you're the pioneer starting out, you're always going to find out the pros, the cons, and changes that have to be made. So I don't think they're going to be a thing of the past. I don't think it's going to be slam dunk where people just say, forget it, I'm going to go this way, because, you know, there's sites now offering auction sites and you can sell your property up there. You have to be careful with fraud, and, of course, there's a lot out there that people have to be really careful of. That's happening, but it's happening. It's happening fast, because whoever has the monies, you know, the big monies for marketing, these companies that aren't part of the MLS, that they aren't agents or brokers, and they just want to make the money, they can start taking over. I do believe, though, that I can't see attorneys writing all contracts. I mean, in New York, the attorneys write contracts, so I think there's a place for that. But I think that the buyers, lots of times the big part that the agents help with is keeping the glue of the deal together, you know, because there's different issues that come up. Okay, so we're going to go to the next question. If you want to call in and ask a question, feel free to call 347-945-5428. 347-545-9428. Okay, this is, this is a question from a seller. Okay, why do I need a real estate agent? I think I can do it by myself. I've sold several properties in the past, and I'm not afraid of this. So, well, that's we hear that a lot. We hear that constantly. And you know, Jean, this is Jean from Oregon. You don't need an agent. You don't have to have an agent. You don't have to have, you know, an agent broker at all. You can sell your property, and I mean, you can even put your property on Craigslist. And be careful, though. Of course, be careful who comes in, and always make sure you know who's coming in. And that goes for agents and brokers listening too. Don't ever, you know, an agent or broker, please don't just go show a house to an empty house to somebody who you haven't found out who they are yet, because it's just not worth the risk. Same with sellers. You just don't want to let everybody and anybody come in your house without making sure you've been able to call them back, check them out some, etc. Okay. You need an agent for kind of the reasons I was just touching on a couple minutes ago, answering the question about if agents and brokers are going to be a thing of the past. You don't necessarily need an agent for the whole thing. If you have time to show your house, if you have time to do the opens, if you're going to be available for scheduling and all that, then that's perfect. But say you have the buyer doesn't have an attorney or an agent, then you need another agent or an attorney to draw up the contracts. Many times, if you've gone into the MLS, the agent's already going to have, the buyer's already going to have an agent, and then you're going to save on the listing side, but you're still just going to need the other agent can actually prepare the contracts and do that on the buyer's behalf, but you still need someone to review your contract because the contracts can be tricky. You want to make sure that you're not signing on the dotted line and having anything happen that can come back to haunt you. You know, to this day, if I buy a property, I'm going to make sure that contract is covering all the local law jurisdictions in whatever area I'm looking in. I wouldn't just, even being in the industry for 30 years, I wouldn't just blow that off. I'd want to say, hey, what's the local ordinances here? What's going on? What do I have to look for and cover myself with? You know, especially as a seller. You know, seller, something as simple as, if you're selling your property as a for sale by owner, and there's a federal lead paint requirement, and that's anything that was built before 1978, and this is in the United States. If you're selling your property, even a for sale by owner, a lot of people think that if I'm selling my property myself and I'm going to for sale by owner, I'm not held to the same liabilities and laws and rules and regulations as the agents or brokers are. But that's not true. You still have to give the buyer the proper lead paint forms, and you have to keep that form on record for 3 years, regardless. So that's just one issue. There's a lot of other things that are certain disclaimers, disclosures, certain things that you must have. And if you're working with an agent that's, for example, a Realty Universal member where we place you with another broker in another state and or other area, and they're willing to do the program because they're already a member, they have already had the training, and so they would make sure that you're covered in these issues. If you don't get an agent, at least have an attorney review your contract. Now, I've seen situations in the past where the attorney is not up to date with all the new laws, and they might miss something too. And that's nothing against attorneys. Attorneys are wonderful. It's just that when you're working with a broker and agent that is part of the association's, part of the MLS, that's part of what we pay in dues, is to be able to get up-to-date contracts to make sure we're covered. So just certain areas, if I was telling about, you wouldn't want to skimp on the contract review. You wouldn't want to skimp on negotiations. Sometimes it's home inspections. There's other issues. If it's just residential real estate, there's a lot of personal motions involved from the seller and the buyer. Sometimes it's nice to have a third party to negotiate that part out so that you can skip out of that issue. And, for example, real estate menu system program allows you to do that. Say you want to go the for sale by owner route, and you're not – if you use an agent or broker, you're not 100% a for sale by owner. You're an actual limited service listing in a limited service listing, because once you've signed to go on the MLS, it's not 100% for sale by owner, but most of them let you, most of the brokers let you still sell the property yourself. So it's a win-win. You're able to jump into this, still sell it yourself, save a lot of money, but then when you need the assistance with reviewing the contracts, or maybe, oh gosh, there's these home inspection issues and I'm just not comfortable talking with them because I don't, you know, we've had a good rapport, I don't want to nix the deal, I don't want to, you know, muddy the waters, can you get involved and just do that for me for a flat fee or so much per hour or whatever. So there's ways for you to use these programs if you need them and you're not alone, okay? That way, that's the beautiful part about it. And again, a lot of these internet sites that are offering you to get advertising, it's not in the MLS. If it says it's in the MLS and you find out it's like national MLS, we don't have a national MLS in the United States right now. So be wary, because a lot of sites do say they're doing things and they're not. So you want to check them out. But this gives you a benefit to go either way, that way. So communication and negotiating, those are things that a third party can do sometimes better than you can do yourself. So do you have to have an agent? Absolutely not. But there's parts that I wouldn't skip if I were you. And that's what menu programs allow you to do. So the other thing is you can actually go into that program, and if you say, I don't need it, then you didn't pay any extra. If you do need it or decide to switch to another one, it's all there, and you save a lot of time. And the exposure is tremendous, though, because if you say you want to sell the property yourself and you go on one of the internet sites and you post it, but then you also go into the MLS through the local broker under the limited service for sale by owner program, which is, and then you're actually killing a lot of birds with one stone. You know, it's really giving you great exposure, and the brokers and agents are trained in these systems, so you're not going to have this, what about this, what about that, what about that. But, you know, learning how to do these programs and the education of these programs isn't just something people can do overnight if they're an agent or broker, because they have to know how to handle it, what comes up, and that's what we're able to avert a lot of pitfalls just from years and years of experience, and which is worth it. It definitely works well. Okay, so we are going to take a really quick break, about a minute, and come right back and dig into the rest of the questions.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
We are back to Realty Universal Radio. We're talking about real estate menu systems. This is Natalie Mullinex. I'm answering questions that come in about the systems and why the systems benefit sellers, buyers, agents, and brokers. Join in to weigh in your opinion. If you'd like to email us and are listening to the archives later, please email radio@realtyuniversal.com. or go to our website, realtyuniversal.com. We definitely get back to everybody. That's a promise. It may take a little bit of time, but we do. And we welcome your questions, suggestions, et cetera. If you need to find a Realty Universal member, you can go up and fill out Contact Us, and that's done really fast. And we put you in touch with a broker within 48 hours. So Real estate menu systems have become the way of the future, and they're here to stay. And many agents and brokers who are not familiar with them in detail are afraid of them. Sellers love them. Buyers appreciate them. It's a win-win for everyone based on the simple principle that we believe buyers and sellers should have choices. Now, through this, I was talking, there's also a buyer rebate program that our affiliates and members offer as well as we do, too, where a buyer can jump in and get involved in the deal, same as a seller can on their side to save money, and a buyer can jump in and then actually get a credit towards the sale if they're actually doing legwork, finding the property, et cetera. They are put on an auto prospect system, so they're told about, or they receive an email for properties that match their criteria, but it's a really good program if you live in a certain area, you know exactly where you want to buy, and you already know it inside and out. That's a great program. You can get up to 2% of the sales price to use towards the purchase of your property. If you're going to an area and you don't know the area at all, you're better off private having a broker or agent help you, take you around, and fill you in on the areas. So we are going to, let's see, what's the next question here? Okay, this is Bill from California. Let me see what this says here. It's good. Oh, I don't know. It's Orange County. Okay. If I become a Realty Universal member, do I give up my current brokerage? Okay. Hi, Bill. No, you don't give up your current brokerage at all. Under the Realty Universal membership, Realty Universal Membership Network Association is not a brokerage. We have a brokerage in Hawaii and Maryland that does list and sell properties under the real estate menu systems and is a Realty Universal member. Their membership gives you access to all these systems, but you stay under your current brokerage. So we're going to teach you how to implement these programs into your business. We're going to teach you what to do and what not to do, how it works. Brokers can get involved, and they can offer it to their entire office, so there's different levels of membership. But if you're calling in or emailing in, I'm sorry, and you just are specifically looking for you personally, no, you're not giving up your current brokerage. You're not going under our brokerage. You're becoming a member. And it's most of our – now, I do want to point out, though, in order to become a member – your broker has to agree to allow you to offer real estate menu systems and programs. So, for example, if you're a Century 21 agent or you are a Coldwell Banker agent, I'm just throwing these names out because they basically only offer traditional real estate. I know some of these companies were doing test markets quite a while back if they were going to offer the menu programs or not, and they didn't do it, and I think that's just because the market turned and got good, and I'm sure eventually they will. But at this day and age, they're not doing it. So you stay with your own broker, but your broker has to agree to not to your membership, because it's just a membership. Kind of think of it like a AAA membership, and you're going to get benefits. But your broker has to agree to allow you to offer flat fee, full service, limited service, the buyer rebate program. Because part of being a member, you get ongoing trainings. There's group support, monthly calls. There's a whole list of benefits. But part of that is we have a network association, so when buyers and sellers come through, you're also going to get referrals. When they come through and see, I need to do this in such and such date or area, it can be in other areas too. So we've had people on from Costa Rica before, you know, so it doesn't have to just be the U.S., but that's where we're covered pretty well. You have to be able to offer that, because it would be a complete conflict in our systems, our history, in our philosophy of what we believe that buyers and sellers should have choices. If you became a member and you're with, say, a Coldwell Banker, and we refer somebody to you and you go, oh, I'm not allowed to do this, I'm not allowed to do flat fee, I'm not allowed to do limited service, they have to go full service or I can't help them. So that's the only stopping point there. If you're, I don't know which company you're with because it doesn't say here, but that's the only stopping point about being able to become a member. Although we do check the members out, you know, we have to make sure that background's good, history's good, that you know your license is legally active, that type of situation in order to be a member. So you do stay with your current brokerage, and it's awesome, and you can also look at more information at realtyuniversal.com. Most of the brokers and agents that we have as members do belong to the National Association of Realtors, but it's not a requirement. We're not replacing NAR if you are. It's a place to grow, learn, think, create, and become more successful. We teach you how to implement these programs, and so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We make it easy. In addition, you also get national advertising group discounts, mentoring, depending on you learn how to there's different levels of membership as well. To become a basic member, you're in and you get access to the teleseminars and the calls and great newsletters that actually are narrowed down because so much stuff is thrown at us these days. So it's just wonderful, wonderful group to get involved in. And then in addition to that, you get referrals. So there's referral fees. There's a two-level affiliate program. If you want to bring in or refer anybody else into the system. Sellers out there, for sellers and buyers that are listening, when you sign in and you're into our programs, whether it's through our brokerage or one of the members that we're referring you to, you also have access to our teleseminars for sale by owner listing lessons, seller lessons, buyer workshops, a whole host of benefits. So it's very, very awesome, very awesome. We're not putting you under our specific brokerage. Of course, unless you live in Hawaii or Maryland, you could go under the brokerage. But for the other 48 states, no. And the purpose isn't to get you. Its purpose is to get you in and be a member and like minds think a lot and to grow and make that work. We are almost, I'll tell you, the show goes by so fast. I'm going to go to another question. We're not going to have time to cover all the questions. Again, this is Real Estate Universal Radio, and I'm Natalie Mullenix talking about real estate menu systems, why the systems benefit sellers, buyers, agents, and brokers. Join us if you want to call in. Number is 347-945-5428. And you can also email radio@realestateuniversal.com or go to realestateuniversal.com. We do believe that these systems have become a way of the future, and they're here to stay. And many agents and brokers who are not familiar with them in detail may be afraid of them. Sellers love them. Buyers appreciate them. It's truly a win-win for everybody, and it's based on a simple principle that we believe buyers and sellers should have choices. I'm going to go to the last question, and then I just want to tell for agents and brokers out there the amount of freedom that you actually get with these programs, which is so cool because nowadays people, you know, you can travel for less, you can be in other places for less, and because of the internet you're able to work these deals and have fun and really grow in your industry and love your industry. Something that happens many times when agents and brokers have been in for years, they get jaded, they get tired. I mean, I understand. And these programs and this concept and philosophy just really makes it a win-win and just keeps it fresh. Okay, question 6. This says, I'm selling my home for sale by owner, and then I'm looking at advertising only on the for sale by owner sites. Please give me your opinion. Well, of course, I'm a broker agent and part of member, but my opinion is I think it's great to advertise on those sites, but I think it's also great to get into your local MLS. So if you're really prepared to go the for sale by owner route, you want to do it yourself as much as you can, then just get in and sign up with one of the members or sign up in the area. Get yourself in the MLS and offer your co-op fee to the selling broker because I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, if you're selling the home by yourself, are you willing to work with brokers? So say you put your sale sign outside and you're running a few ads in the local papers, and an agent or broker comes to you and says, here, I have a buyer. Are you willing to pay them a fee? If you are, then it really makes sense to get in the local MLS under these programs because it's nominal to get in on the listing side, and then you'd have the agents and brokers working for you, but you'd still have an exclusion to sell your house yourself. So if you run your own ads too and somebody comes through, you're going to be able to sell it yourself if you, you know, and not have to pay the fee. Under the traditional, you would have to pay the fee either way, or if you're under one of the other upper-level programs, you would still have to pay the fee. So my 2 cents on that is, I think you should put it on those sites. If their exposure is good and the audience is good, but why not, you know, do a little bit of both. But I wouldn't just put it there and nowhere else. I mean, you could if you have a long time to wait and sell and you don't, you know, you want to test it and see and may get lucky, because that happens where people sell things right away because it just takes one buyer. So I think it's a great thing to do. But look at, I would look at the whole plan and try to do, cover all avenues. That would be definitely worth it to do that and cover all avenues and get that. You know, there's a lot of issues that come up when you're buying or selling a house, and agents and brokers run into a lot of issues too. And I think what makes us really great in the business and the industry, number one, caring. You have to care if you're in this industry. If you don't care and you're just trying to get in and to make a buck, I think I'd look at other industries, because it's a lot of work, it's a lot of detail. It's stressful, but you have to learn how to get through that too, and that's something we can teach agents and brokers through our programs when they're on board with us. But it's a wonderful business, but it's not definitely something to do just for the money. So you want to look at the whole picture. And we are almost running out of time here. So if anyone wants to ask any questions, 347-945-5428. I think we covered a lot here. If your property is in a short sale, you pretty much usually need somebody that's full service. Beautiful thing about our program, I don't care where you are, if you're listening in, I don't care where you are in the world or in the country, we are about helping people. We really, truly care. So you feel free to go to realityuniversal.com and give us your scenario and say, I've got some questions, what do you think about this? Or you can email radio@realityuniversal.com or just go straight to realityuniversal.com, fill out the contact us. Give us as much information as possible. You know, what if you need a referral, we need to know your city and county, and if you're buying or selling. And so as much information as possible is going to be able to allow our back-end staff to be able to place you faster, because we want to make sure that you're handled properly. We just don't want to say, okay, here's somebody here. We want to make sure that we know what you're trying to sell, what your situation is, so that you can get covered well. If you're anywhere else in the world, we also have connections. So just, you know, fill out the form and ask the questions. Or if you have scenarios and you're not sure if you want to buy or sell, and you need to do it, or you're an agent or broker and you've got questions and you're just wondering if you can do it. You know, in life, today is the present, and when we dream and we want to do, it's really important not to put things off until later, because sometimes later never comes, and, you know, it's really about moving forward. And the great thing with our menu systems and programs is we do, there's accountability and dotting I's and crossing T's, and it's wonderful. I mean, I wouldn't have put all these years and passion and time and money into it, because it isn't the kind of industry where it doesn't all come back to you that way. It's more the journey, the experience, and I believe in it. I get to hear the naysayers. I get to hear the agents that say, I want full service or nothing, and I don't care. And then sometimes when I hear and I listen and I ask questions, I find out they're not about the customer. They don't care about the seller or buyer. They're just caring about themselves. And that's just not, I'm sorry, but that's just not what we're into. And you'd find that the members and affiliates that work with us, they're not that way either. There's a certain mindset, and that's important. And we, in this part, we are there to help buyers and sellers. We're not there to say, hey, forget it, don't do it this way. We want you to get involved and do it the way you want to do it. And similar to going into a restaurant, similar going to what you want to see when you see a show, a movie, you have choices, and you should be having your choices met. And then there's certain levels where you need the expert to do part of it. And that's how all this comes in. So everybody always knows up front what's going to happen and how it's happening. So feel free to email. It doesn't matter when you're listening to this, or call, or get the information. So it has been a pleasure, and our time always seems to go by pretty fast. Again, this is Realty Universal Radio discussing real estate menu systems. A very quick recap, because I think we have about 5 minutes left. We went over questions that agents and brokers and sellers and buyers have, mostly sellers here, I think, and agents and brokers. Buyers, there is a buyer rebate program if you're into doing that, too. There's investors, commercial. This isn't we do have avenues to put you in touch with quite a lot of people. And that's the thing. You only need one buyer, one seller, Agents, you need one client, one customer, and you want repeat business. You want people to trust you and know that you know what you're doing. So it's important when you're an agent or broker to get out there and open up your mindset, expand, and constantly keep learning, because this is a never-changing industry. And I think no matter what the economy does, whether it goes up or down, whatever, when you have these types of programs, you have a lot of situations where you're able to help each other in any situation, because, you know, no matter what the economy is, people still have to sell or buy for certain reasons. They have to live somewhere. They may not want to rent. Sometimes renting makes total sense, but they may not want to. And it's just, this is what choices do and give people a lot of options. So definitely get in touch with us. We look forward to working with you for life and connecting you. And it's okay if we're not involved in the, you know, we can still help you and connect you. So for everybody out there, it's been my pleasure, and I would love to hear from you. I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.